Two Lamed Vovim days. The bottom. Melamdo Medrash Halachos Vagodos Avalo Yolamdenu Mikra. So Ruvain is Osir to have Hanor from Shimon. Shimon is allowed to teach him Medrash and Halachos. He's not allowed to teach him Chumash. Where it says Mikra my time Avalo Yolamdenu Mishum Dikamahanele. The reason he can't teach him Mikra is because he's having Hanor from him. Medrash no Mikra Mahanele, so what's the difference if he teaches them Medrash or teaches them Chumash? Omar Shmuel, B'makum Shenot Bimschar Al Mikra. It's talking in a place where you pay to teach Chumash. We'll see in 1 second why you're allowed to pay to learn Chumash or take money to teach it. And they ain't not Bimschar Al Medrash. And they don't take money to teach Medrash, they teach for free. So since they take money for teaching Mikra, it's talking, according to some Rishonim, in a case where you don't take money. So you're giving him Hanoah of not charging him, right? It's as if you're giving him money. And on the other hand, Medrash, anyway, you teach, what's it called, for free, so you're not giving him Hanoah. Are you giving him Hanoah of the teaching? But mitzvahs lav lahenis nitnu. Right? That's not, mitzvahs aren't called Hanoah. But the money that you save, not having to pay the teacher, that is. So some Rishonim learn, it's talking dafka, where you don't take any money. But if you would take money, then you're not being mahanim anything. Marisol, no. Since it's something that people pay for, so it's not just hanos hanitzvah. It's even if you pay for it, that's called hanoah. Right? Because it's something that people pay for. So it's machlokas Rishonim whether if you actually pay, if you're allowed to teach him mikra or not. Rashi. So the Mara says, my Pascha, right? Why is it so clear that the Mikra you do take money for and Medrash not? Rashi. Shenotin Schara Limud Mikra, the Hochi Lo Yolamdenu Mikra Bechinom. So Rashi learns, like those we've shown him, that you can't teach him for free. Because you are benefiting the money that he would have had to pay. That's a monetary benefit. Av melamdo halachos bechina, but you can teach him halachos bechina, right? The lo ko mehani leklal, because mitzvahs lav lahenis nitnu, and you don't pay for it anyway, so it's not, you're not saving him any money. My poska de minhag talya milsa v'lavi sura ika. Right? Why do you say it's a place where they do this, they don't do that? The ma'isis mashma that it depends on the minig. Some places they charge for teaching, and some places not. And therefore it's talking in a place where they charge for Mikra, but they don't charge for Medrash. Why would that be the case? Why would they charge for one and not for the other? Vavi Surah Vafila Mishkal Scharshal Mikra Taritz Lavade Lo Shapur Ovid the Shako Klap. Right, so Lakhara, what's it called? Even if that's the case, then and there are places like this and like that, so why don't we say that in a place where they don't charge for anything? In the place they do charge, they charge for everything. Mara says, no, it's not true. What?
Rashi seems to say the Medrash is halacha.
You know, Medrash halachos, it says both of them in the Braisa. Medrash halachos. Mara says, Hokam Ashmalon, Dafilo Mokom, Shenotlim Schar ala Mikra, Shor le Mishkal ala Medrash lo Shor le Mishkal. Even in the place where they pay to teach Chumash, for Medrash you're not allowed to take money. Maishno, Medrash, why not? Why can't, let's see why you can't take money for teaching Medrash. Delo, Dichsiva, Osi Tziva Hashem Vahisi Lamed Eschem, right? The Ravon Shem commanded me to teach you. Uksiv Re'eli Madati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kashi Tzivani Hashem. Ma Ani Bechinam Afatem. Moshe didn't pay tuition. The Ravon Shem taught him for free. So just like I learn for free, so too I have to teach also for free. So Mara says Mikra Nami Bechinam, right? So that's the case, and you should have to teach Chumash also Bechinam, right? Moshe taught Chumash too. Rav Omer Schar Shimur. Rav said no, Einachanami. But Chumash is with little kids. And little kids, you pay the teacher not for the teaching, you pay him for babysitting. Rav Yochanan Omer Schar Pisuk Tamim. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're paying him not to teach the Chumash, but to teach the Trop. And the Trop, we'll see, is Lav Doraisa. Okay, so Rashi says, "V'hokam ashbaman masnisan dafilu v'makom shenotim schar ulahachi lo yilamdenu mikra tohol v'shori lemishlo schar imalamdo bechinam mahani le min aschar shoyelolita." By chumash you are allowed to charge, and therefore if you don't charge, it's also to teach. Okay, and we said that there are some rishonim alone. Even if you do charge, it's also to teach, because then it's called the hanos mamal. Rav, okay. So what's the reason? Rav Omar, my time he tiru lemishkol schar min amikra. Right? Why did they? Since you have to teach Torah bechinam, so chumash is also Torah. So Mara says, "Mitnei she'ein notim schar ela al schar shimur shemeshamrim hatinokos she'ein menichem osam latzis v'lasu b'dvorim b'teilim." Right, keep them in class and discipline them. Right, so you're basically a babysitter. So for little children you can charge, but for adults not. Adults there's no babysitting. It's only for babies. They're not getting paid to teach them. Teaching is for free, but you're getting paid for the babysitting. According to this, it's only ktanim that can learn with pay, but not older children or older people or adults. So therefore, when it says you can't teach chumash for free, it's talking about children. But you can teach even little children medrash. No, because children don't learn medrash; they learn chumash. Right? Once they're old enough to learn medrash, they don't need babysitters. Medrash. Diktanim ain't lomdim medrash. Ela legdolim. Ugdolim less lose schar shimur. Gdolim you can't charge tuition because then you're charging for the learning, not for the babysitting. That's why it's mutter to teach medrash, because you're not saving him any money.
So chumash gedolim
would
be okay.
Well, and chumash, according to this, a gedolim would be okay, right? So the basic difference is not chumash and medrash; it's little kids or adults. Rabbi Yochanan Omer schar pisuk tamim shokul minayu shemalamdam nikud v'tamim, teaching them the trup. And later on, the Gemara has machlokas whether the trup is min haTorah. Is it halacha l'moshe miSinai, or it's something that the Rabbanon instituted, the trup? Now, it could be the actual trup itself is min haTorah, except the simonim of the trup, revi, snachta, those weren't given miSinai. Those were, created by the Rabbanon to represent the tamei hanegina. And some say that the etzim tamei hanegina are not min haTorah. But in any case, we'll get to that, in a few days. Okay, in any case, but that's Vahushar Motzi Lemishko. Right? Since what's it called? Shoko Minayo Shemlamda Nikovatami, and you're allowed to take money for that. Why? Upisu Tami Enu Ela B'mikra. And that's only in Chumash, or in Tanakh. Right? There's no Pisuk Tamim in the Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh. Ulahochi Lo Yamdenu Mikra. That's why you can't teach Mikra, because you can charge for the Tamim. Tana, let's just finish and then we'll go back to this idea of the Ta'amim. Tnan, lo yilamdenu mikra, bishlam alamandi omr schar pisuk ta'amim, haynu de lo yilamdenu. Right? Our Mishnah says you can't teach him mikra, so it's what's it called, mashma, even him, meaning even an adult. So if the reason is because you can charge for teaching trup, so even an adult you can charge. So it's talking about an adult. It's talking about two adults who assured Hanoah one on the other, and still you can't teach him mikra. So if you hold the reasons for babysitting, what kind of babysitting is there by an adult? Mara says, Bekotn Ktani, it's talking by a cotton. So Mara says, Ibekotn, name a seifa. If it's talking by a cotton, look at the seifa. Avamalamid is bonav mikra. Right, you can teach his children, chumash. But if it's a cotton bar bonimu, if he's a cotton, what kind of children does he have? So Mara says, Chsurei mechsur of a hachiktani. Lo yilamdenu mikra bekotn. Im hoya godl malamdo lo levon of mikra. Right? If, what's it called? You can't teach him mikra if he's a cotton. But if he was a godl, you could teach him and his children mikra. Rashi, bekotn, mishum de komahani le sheminiach lo asaschar. Right? You can teach a cotton. You can't, what's it called, teach a cotton, because you're being mahanehim, because you're letting up on the tuition. Treats masnisin diktani lo yandenu mikra bekotn mishum de komahani le sheminich lo asaschar shoy lo liten. V'hachitani, lo yulamdenu mikra l'katan b'chinam. You can't teach chumash to a katan free, because you're mahanehim. To call mahani le'ishchar hashimur, because you're saving him the money that you have to pay for the babysitting. Avlim hoya gadol, but if the person that was, that's asur ba'anah is a gadol, melamda lo ulevan of mikra. Right, you're allowed to teach him and his children chumash. Gadol mishum di'iyu lo tzorech shimur. The gadol you can teach because you can't charge. You can't charge for the teaching, and there's no babysitting to charge for it. Since you're teaching him and his children, he'll watch the children. You don't need the teacher to be the babysitter. The father's the babysitter. So if you teach the gadol and the ketanim together, you can teach a mikra too. Who mishamrim v'lekeschar shimur. Okay. Let's just go a little bit further. Tinokos lokorim b'tchila b'shabbos. Elashonin Barisha. Right? You can't teach new material to a child on Shabbos. Right? Rashi, lo shkorim b'tchila v'Shabbos, ein maschil l'lamdam b'tchila v'Shabbos dover shol lamdam mi'olam. Something new on Shabbos, not only Shabbos to learn something new. Avashonin Barisha, kolomra b'dover shol lamdu kvar pam rishona, but if they learned it already once, lomdim also pam shnia v'Shabbos. You can chazer it on Shabbos, second time. Even if you only learned it once, you can review it. You don't have to learn it many times to be able to learn it on Shabbos. Even one time was enough. So Mar says, Bishlam alaman diomer schar pisuk taimim hainu dein korim betchila b'Shabbos, because of schar Shabbos. The reason is because you can charge for teaching trup. So the reason you can't learn something new is because the first time you have to teach him the trup. Second time you don't have to teach him the trup anymore. So the first time you have to teach him the trup, and it's Schar Shabbos, right? They're saving the money from paying tuition. They're paying tuition for Shabbos learning. El man diomer Schar Shimur, ama ein korim b'tchila b'Shabbos, va'amai shonim b'rishon, ha'ika Schar Shimur, the Shabbos. Ramaisa, there's what's it called, there's a babysitter. Babysitter's not allowed to take money, we'll see if you can or not, but for babysitting on Shabbos, right? The, Zemura says, well, Tamech Schar Pisuk B'Shabbos Mi Oser, right? L'choran, you can take money for teaching the, what's it called, the Tamim too. Havlohi, because you're not charging just for Shabbos, charging for what you teach the kid a whole week. And Shabbos is just included in that. You don't charge by the day, charge by the week, by the month, whatever. Right? The Havlo, Mishra Shori. And Havlo is Mutter. You're allowed to take Schar Shabbos if you're not taking only for Shabbos, but you're taking it together with other days of the week. Rashi. Bishlom Alamandi Omer Schar Pisuk Tamim Shori Lemishkol, that you're allowed to take money for teaching Trup. Hainu Dein Korim B'Tchila B'Shabbos. The Hoel Mi Olam Olam Du Dover, since they never learned this Chumash. You're allowed to teach him and get paid. I'm afraid that you'll take. But once you do it the second time, you don't have to teach him the trup anymore. So then, what's it called? You can't take money for teaching him the second time. So am I shonim barishon? But if the reason is because of babysitting, then the chora babysitting is even the second time. Am I shonim barishon? I feel shonim lo. Do I ika schar shimur de Shabbos? If there's a difference between when you're allowed to take tuition for Tamim or for the Etzem Limud, not. So then the first time around you learn the Tamim. Second time around, not. But if the reason is babysitting, what difference does it make if you're reviewing or you're learning the first time? You still have to charge for babysitting. And we're afraid you'll come to take Schar Shabbos. So it should be also even, Tamar says, Elamai, there's no Isser altogether. Havlohi. That it's all inclusive. It's not specific for Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to go into the halachas of Havlo, which go into the next lamed. But that this is Schar Pisuk Tamim. So one way of learning is that the Tamim are not min haTorah, and therefore when it says, what I learned Bechinam, I have to teach Bechinam, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn the Tamim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's not included in what you have to teach for free. That's one way of learning. Second way of learning is, what Tosa seems to say, is that Schar Pisuk Tamim, Slav Deraisa, means that I'm not mechuyev to teach that. What's the Tosa say? The sovereign the pisuk ain't no tzorich element the rabbanim. The lo shayich lomer ma ni bechinam afatem bechinam. Tosa says not that this the tamim are the rabbanim. The tamim are alach lomosh mi sinai, but it's not part of what you have to learn. You don't have to learn trup. That's only mid the rabbanim you have to learn it, not min haTorah. When the Torah said v'shinantam levanecho or v'agisa bo, it didn't include the tamim. That's not part of limud haTorah. It's only chayiv to learn mid the rabbanim. So since only chayiv to learn mid rabbanim, you can't say that's included in what I learned bechinam or whatever. So we'll see later whether the trup is min haTorah or not. There are a few different possibilities. One is that the simonim of the trup are not min haTorah, but the trup itself is halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Others hold that the trup itself was never part of the Torah. It was a later addition by the Rabbanan to be able to know the dikduk or whatever. It was basically created by Ezra. That's the trup. And from Tosas mashma that the trup is halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. The only thing is you're not mechuyev to teach it for free because you're not mechuyev to teach it altogether. So that's not included in what's usher to take money for, because just like I learned Bechinam, I teach you Bechinam. That's not part of what there's a chiyuv to learn. Memela, I can charge for it. Okay. We'll see when we get to the sugya of what's included in the halacha Moshe Mishinai, what was, when the Torah was given, were the trup given or not. Okay.
If it was halacha Moshe Mishinai, why shouldn't it be a chiyuv
to learn? That's not called Torah. That's not necessarily Torah. That's the glosses of Torah. That's not Torah. No. Halacha Mishnah, you learn if it's halachas, whatever. But halacha Mishnah means that it wasn't handed down in writing. Right, but what the trup was handed down bal peh, but it wasn't handed down as Torah that you had to learn. It was a trup, right? But it wasn't part of the Torah you have to learn. We'll see the other man holds that it was holds that there's you can learn the trup too. There's many verter from the Vilna Gaon that you learn things from the trup itself. But according to the first man Yomer, it's not part of limud haTorah. It's part of the structure of Torah. But it's not part of limud haTorah. Right.
Why don't we say Moshe Rabbeinu would have learned from the Rabbanan Shloim? Okay, so he has to teach for free. But we who have to hurry it and work on it ourselves, and we can charge.
Because Moshe Rabbeinu Lachor also had a hurry for it. He didn't get it.
It's 40 days, he got it all.
Yeah, I'm saying, so he had to speak after the Shemaya, but if he got it as a present, he could have put a computer chip in his brain in 2 seconds.
Well, it's your Kibbeil Torah, says. He received it.
Yeah, I understand, but if he received it without any work, he said he learned day and night in those 40 days. He said, see, after Shemaya, he could finish everything in 40 days and 40 nights. But Lamaisa, he didn't get the Rebbe Shem didn't put it in his mind like a computer. Didn't enter it as much. What?
Preparation. We are allowed to charge what you did all done.
But Schar Shabbos.
Shabbatola. We study for that you can charge. Therefore, even in the case of a teaching a mentor, so you can charge.
Yes, it could be it's talking in a case where the guy has no other job. He has another job and he's not taking off from his, he wouldn't have worked with him.